We're going to be beginning our sermon in Ephesians chapter 2, so you can turn there a while. I have a few things I'm going to say before we get there, but that way you can move there and be ready as we get to those scriptures. Ephesians chapter 2 is where we're going to be beginning. Today's sermon, as we come into what is called Christmas tide here between Christmas and Epiphany, is a time when we as Christians are supposed to think upon Christmas and what Christmas is. The season of Christmas is very short. The season of Advent is longer than the season of Christmas. The season of Christmas lasts from Christmas Eve unto Epiphany, which is next week. So it's a very short season in the church. However, I believe that Christmas needs to be a season that extends all through our lives because we live in Christmas, okay? We live in Christmas as far as the church is concerned, and because Christ the babe has come and he's brought us this gift. So my sermon title to you today is, have you taken that gift off the shelf lately? Okay? How many of us can go into a closet where we have, or a drawer, okay, where we have all the Christmas presents that have been given to us that over the years they've kind of accumulated, and this is where we store them, okay? When my great-grandparents passed away, when my great-grandmother passed away, we went and went over to my great-grandparents' homes, and my great-grandmother had never touched my great-grandfather's stuff from the time he passed. It was all still there in the closets and the drawers, and so was her stuff. And we opened up this one drawer, and there was every pack of underwear, every T-shirt, every sock that Pawpaw ever received. Okay, many of them were even still in the bags. Okay? And it was really kind of amazing because my great uncle Bill, my grandfather's son, my grandfather's brother, he was the same size as Pawpaw. That's what we called my great grandfather. So guess who got it all? So now he's got a drawer at his house with all this stuff in. But it was the same thing in my great grandmother. We went into her closet and there were shirts and sweaters and scarves and gloves and all these things. Some of them still in the boxes from the Bon Ton and from JCPenney's, and, you know, and it just so amazed us, because here is all this stuff, and it was never used, just accumulated in shelves, in a closet, in dresser drawers. And I dare say that each and every one of us as Christians does the same thing with the gift that God gave us. We don't do it on purpose, but we do put it on a shelf, and we begin to pick back up that which once was formerly. Let us begin with the Word of God, not Pastor Rich's opinion, but the Word of God. From Ephesians, chapter 2, beginning in the first verse. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love, which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. For it is by grace that you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come He might show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of your own selves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Blessed be the word of our Lord. God has given us each a gift. We're going to talk about that gift in a moment. But what I want us to do is remember that God has given us a gift. And many of us have opened it up and we've looked at it and we've even sized it up. You know how you do that at Christmas? You get that ugly sweater, you know, and you go, oh yes, doesn't that look? And you fold it right back up, put it in the box, take it home, and it never sees the light of day. Until you have one of those ugly shirt things at work. Then it comes out, and you hope you win first prize, right? But many of us do that with our faith. Many of us do that not on purpose, but because we're in this world. When we began the verses here in Ephesians, it speaks of what that world looks like, what that world does. And we all work in it. And when we're at that workplace, it gnaws at us and gnaws at us and gnaws at us until finally it comes out in us because it's always been there. It's part of who we are. It's our sin nature. It's in those moments that we have taken the gift of our salvation and we've packed it up and hid it away in a drawer. And that's what I want us to talk about today. Because we need to understand what this gift cost us. You know, I said about my great-grandpa, his stuff was still in the bags, and many of it, you know, the price tags were still on it. Okay? I can remember going into my great-grandmother's closet, and the tags, remember they used to put the tags on, you know, had the little things, had little tags on it. It wasn't just a sticker, it was tags. The tags were still on. $9 for a scarf and glove set. I don't think any of them were that expensive. They were probably like $4 or $5. We're talking years ago. Today they might be 9 or 19. But what we need to remember is what this gift cost our Lord. And it wasn't meant to be put away. It was meant to be put on permanently, fully, wholly, every day. Whitey, how many times do you pray on the full armor of God? You've told me every morning. Every morning, it's the first thing you put on. You know, we get up in the morning. What's the first thing you put on? If you're like me, the first thing I put on is my bedroom slippers. Man, the first thing I should be putting on before my feet even hit the floor right is the full armor of God. Amen? Every day of every day of every day. That gift is meant to carry us, to hold us, to keep us, to protect us, to help us. But we forget, and there are some mornings, okay, and I'm going to talk about myself, but you're going to insert yourself here, right? There are some mornings where we get up, and we know what our day holds for us, and we even forget the bedroom slippers, and we get out, and we're just a bear looking for somebody to devour. Forget the first cup of coffee, 10 won't suffice. We've started the day outside. You know, we used to call that, or my parents used to call that, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? Sometimes we wake up on the wrong side of salvation. Sometimes we wake up, as we read here in the book of Ephesians as we started this, sometimes we wake up in verses 1 through 4, or 1 through 3, the way we used to live. Because we're just angry in the morning. Something, you know, didn't rest well with us. You know, we didn't get to end the day the way we wanted to end the day, or we're looking at what's coming and anticipating and we're allowing this stuff to affect us rather than taking the gift every day and putting the gift on. Well, what is this gift? What does this gift do? Why is this gift so important? Well, there's a reason this gift is so important. There's a reason it needs to be taken off the shelf. There's a reason it needs to be put on every day. Because in this gift is contained something that we do not have. And without it, you're not going to get through your day. You see, the gift, and I'm going to use this in a very real term, and I hope you can all understand it. And for you folks out there on the internet, you know, it may be something a little different for you. But for me, it's caffeine, coffee. Okay, I get up in the morning, I've got to have my caffeine, my coffee, to get my brain to jumpstart, right? I've hit the snooze button too many times in life, and now I need something to charge my battery just a little bit more. So I get my coffee cup out, and I tell my wife, don't talk to me until I've had at least one cup of coffee. Never fails, she doesn't listen. One of the first things I need to do in life is get up every morning and put on the gift that God has given me. Because if I don't, no one should be listening to me. Amen? When we see the importance of this gift, what it costs, what it does, what he does. Because the gift is a person. I don't know whether you folks know that. It's not just a thing. The gift is a person. And you know, God's word tells us that. It's taken me years to figure it out. But God gives us a person. It's a he. It's not an it. He is our gift. Who is he? Let's read on. From verses 9 or verses 10. It says to us, for we are whose workmanship? God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands. Now, folks, I want you to understand something before I go any further here, because I want you to understand that what's going on here, this is part of the gift. Part of the gift is circumcision. Now, I'm not talking circumcision of the flesh. That's what's being spoken of here. But there's a circumcision that we get that is beyond the circumcision of the flesh, because that's done by men. And that's what's talked about here, okay? That we are Gentiles because we've not received that circumcision. They were talking Old Testament things here. But God said from the book of Deuteronomy through Moses that there is going to become a time when God is going to desire men whose hearts are circumcised. Okay, that's Deuteronomy 30 and 6. If you look that up, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. Because Moses here understood that it's not a circumcision of the flesh, but it's a circumcision of the heart. We speak of it here. It's part of who we are, transforming lives to the heart of Jesus Christ. That's circumcision of the heart. This is who we're supposed to be. It's part of the gift that we're given. Now, the gift is a person, right? The gift is a person, but I also want you to understand that the gift is a circumcision, because we are a circumcision. Look in your Bibles, if you would with me, to Colossians 2. Look in your Bibles to Colossians 2. Keep a finger there, because we're coming back. We are not done with this Ephesians, but we have got to deal with Colossians and understand that pastor is not just saying this stuff to sound good and to preach a sermon here on this first Sunday of the year. This all ties together. And we have to understand Jesus Christ paid something. He gave us something. This gift is so precious that there is no reason why we are not taking it off the shelf every day and putting it on every day. It is the most costly thing that you and I have. It is the most transforming thing that you and I have. You know, I think it's funny. How many of you have more than one outfit in your closet? How many of you have more than 50 pairs of shoes? The rest of them just don't want to raise their hands, okay? I think about what we have, and there is one piece that is so precious, so wonderful, and it changes us. We don't have to worry about, well, I'm not going to wear that same thing every day because I'd be looking the same every day. I'd be wearing, you know, the thing of it is when we put this thing on, it changes us. We become different. We don't have to worry about the gift becoming different. What we can look at is ourselves becoming different, because this circumcision of the heart does something. The circumcision of the heart is an inward work. Let's look at this. This is just, oh. From verse 11. It says, and in him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. By the circumcision of Christ. Oh, that is so important. Hang on to that. Hang on to that. Hang on to that, because that's the next place we're going. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Can I get a praise God? This is all part of the gift. Do we realize how extensive this gift really is? Do we understand that God himself here in the circumcision of Christ, as we understand that we are outside the circumcision, so Christ had to bring circumcision to us, because there's no inclusion into the family of God without circumcision. Jesus becomes our circumcision. So it is no longer a circumcision of the flesh, but it is a circumcision of the heart, one that is done inwardly through the power of God, through Jesus Christ, who is our Lord. And when we accept that, when we receive that, what does it do to us? It brings us into his baptism, in which he was buried. And as he was raised up, so too are we raised up. We have a new life. Now, it's so funny, because we talk about Christmas, 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 Christmas. It's all about the babe. No, the babe came to die. We can never forget that. He did not come as a baby and stay a baby. He came as a baby, became a man, and died for us. He became a total servant of God that we might live. He gave his all, everything he is. Remember, Jesus Christ is life. Do you understand how big that statement is? How can life die? He who brings life, how can he die? That's an impossibility. All things are possible with God. And he who is life died that we might live. Died and raised again so that we would be in that resurrection, so that we would be circumcised through him in spirit. We who are the circumcision. Turn to Galatians. Turn to Galatians, Galatians 5, 19 through 26, because we have to look at this circumcision of Christ, because if this is true, Pastor, you've got to show us that this is real, because either we're there or we're not. Galatians chapter 5. Because in Galatians 5, we find out what this thing really does to us. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19. Now the deeds of the flesh, Galatians 5, beginning in the 19th verse. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissension, and factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, before I move on, how many of you does that sound like in the morning? And I'm not just talking about morning, I'm talking about in our lives. You all understand what I'm getting at. As we're going about it in the morning of our life, when we began our lives outside of Christ, isn't that who we were? And don't we sometimes become this thing yet again? We speak with angry words. We speak with outbursts of rage. We speak with these things. We think upon these things. We become these things. That's who we formerly were. No, that is who we become if we don't continually, every day, take that gift off the shelf and put it on purposely. Okay? How many of you, when you were younger, I used to hate this. When it rained, we had to wear our slickers. Remember them? How many of you remember slickers? Okay. Gum shoes. Oh, I hated gum shoes. For you young kids, they were little rubber things that went over your shoes, and you had to wear them, and they would flop and carry on, and they made more of a hassle than they did anything else, and your feet got so hot in them that you thought, you know, and you'd take them off, and then you'd forget them, let them at school, and then you'd get in trouble because you left your slickers at school. Oh, I hated those things. I hated those things. And if you wore them and they got holes in them till you got to school, your shoes were wet anyhow. And sometimes that's the way we act with our salvation. We act like it's a slicker. Well, I don't really need it. It's just drizzling today. Oh, they don't fit right. It's uncomfortable. In the world, it's going to be uncomfortable because the things of this world aren't the things that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be something else. We're supposed to be something better, something more. And that's what we're going to find out when we find out that the gift is not a thing, it's a person. Reading on. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. Well, Pastor, that's wonderful. We can see that you know, there are gifts of the Spirit here. There are things that we're supposed to receive from the Holy Spirit. But how does this tie into the circumcision? Because we were once away from Christ, but now we are led by the Spirit. I believe that's what the scripture that we just read in Galatians said, for we have been given the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God it's all part of that circumcision because He is implanted into us. He has removed. The Spirit of God removes the spirit of flesh that is over our hearts and gives us that true Spirit of God. That's the circumcision. Wait a minute, Pastor. Are you sure about that? Yeah, let's go back to Ephesians. Remember, from verse 12, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ. We've got to go back and remember that without the Spirit, without the circumcision, we were separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. He has loved you to the point of giving Himself. He is life, and life was given up for you, that you may have life. When something's given up for you, is it yours? Yes. That's the way God works. He doesn't take it back. It's not thrown away. When God gives something, it is yours. And He gave up life that we would have life. For He Himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in His flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in Himself He might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace. This is peace between God and man, but who He's talking about here is Israel, the children of the promise, and the Gentiles, which we were of. Those outside the promise, outside the circumcision. For now we have become part of the circumcision through Christ Jesus, the gift. What does the gift do? Well, the gift is salvation. It is His life given up for us. Can I get an amen on that? But it's more. You know, this is one of those Christmas presents, and I'm sure each and every one of you have gotten one somewhere along the time, where you open this big box, and inside the big box is a little box. And you're, oh, wow, look at this, you know. So then you open that box, and inside that box is another smaller box. And inside that box is another smaller box. And it gets about to the point where you're thinking, so all I got was a bunch of boxes. What's this cheap sucker put in that last little box? Right? Until finally you open that last little box, and inside that little, small, tiny box is a very precious, wonderful, probably extremely expensive gift. It's how my dad proposed to my mom. And I think about that. And I think to myself, you know, it's how God proposed to us. He gave us this big box, but inside it are all these little boxes. And we think they're empty, but the reality is, everyone, once you pull that box out, what was still in that box is still in that box. Because when you look at the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, they're not one little box. That's a full box, 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 a full box. And the awesome thing is, as we get further away from the beginning, they get more and more powerful. That's why they're smaller boxes. Read the Word. Pastor's not making this up. I can't make this stuff up. Because each one of those things is more powerful than the first. As we look at the fruits of the Spirit, we will find that each one, we need this much joy in this world, don't we? We need just a little bit less of this one, a little bit less of this one. But as we get less and less, they become more and more powerful. How many of us know how powerful patience is? It'll change lives, won't it? It changes your whole outlook on things. That's why it's a little box. If God gave you a big box of patience, how many of you would like that? No, small box, please. Small box, it does a lot of work. A little dab will do you. Okay? But when we understand that what God is telling us here is that He's reconciling us, He's bringing us all into one, that we're all receiving all of this stuff, because everything that Israel was given is in the box. All the promises are in the box. There's nothing missing. It's in the box. Take the box off the shelf, open it up, and see if it doesn't change your life. The person. Got to get to the person, right? I said the gift is a person. From verse 16. That He might reconcile both in body to God through the cross, by it having been put to death, by having put to death the enmity. And He came and preached peace to those who were far away and peace to those who were near. That's us. We are far away. How far long ago did this happen? And it's still available for us, but it's still available for those who are coming. For through Him we both have our access. What does it say? In one Spirit to the Father. We have been given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the gift of God. He is in us. He is part of us. And He changes us. But the Holy Spirit is not an oppressor. We have got to put Him on every day. We have got to receive Him into our hearts and into our lives every day. Now, does that mean if I put the Holy Spirit on in the morning, I start with God? I don't know if you saw, Pastor, I was a mess up here. I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop praising. I couldn't stop worshiping because you folks were worshiping God. Did you see what you asked for with songs? I couldn't put that service together if I had to. Think back about the songs that we sung. Think back about how we worship today. You chose it. You made it happen. You manifest that worship. It wasn't about us doing something that we liked. It was about us telling God who He is and how much we love Him and recognizing how much we need Him. It was our hearts crying out. And every day needs to be that same thing where we're putting on that gift. And not just every day, but there are going to be times during your day that you're going to need to get back into that box and put some more on. The awesome thing about the boxes, they never get empty. The more you use them, the more He fills them. Every promise is an eternal promise. Every time you pull out of the box of joy, it doesn't get less. It's not like the world gives. He says, I give you not as the world gives you. Isn't that what He says about peace? Well, if it's that way with peace, do you think it is any different with any of the others? When you need that love, you don't have to be stingy. Smear it all over. Take a double portion. Because He's going to fill the box back up. It never gets empty. But we have to use it. My great-grandpa, my great-grandma had all those gifts. I can remember my great-grandmother wearing gloves that the fingers were wore out. So everybody would buy her gloves. And guess what? She kept wearing the ones that were wore out. Why do we do that? Get rid of the old stuff. Take in the new that God has brought to us. Open that box. Take it off the shelf. Put it on and wear it. It's going to change you. He loves you. He wants you to have abundantly more. Folks, I can't preach like this without the Holy Spirit. Amen. God has a gift. His gift is the Holy Spirit. His gift is the circumcision of our hearts. His gift is the incorporation into all the promises, everything God has ever given to man. It's all lined up here. We've unpacked it one box at a time, the whole way down through. It's all ours. Why do we keep putting it back on the shelf? Let's open it up. Let every day be Christmas. Open a new box every day and experience the joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. What are the gifts of the Spirit? How many of us want them? Did you see how they contrast to the things of this world? Immorality, idolatry, anger, wrath. Oh my goodness, why do we keep putting those things on when this is where we want to be? This is who we want to be. We got to take Him off the shelf. Him. We've got to put Him on every day. And in many cases, more than once a day. This Christmas, this year, 2017. How many of you just... I never thought we'd see 2017. The way my year went, I was praying for the rapture. I said, Lord, I can't take no more. Get me out of here. He said, I will. Okay. So now it's 2017. He got me out of there. He was true to His word. It's gone. And a new one has begun. And we all get to determine what we're going to do with it. Say amen. Amen. Let's take the gift off of the shelf. Amen. And let's try a little different combination. You know, we can get ourselves in a rut where we... How many of you know what I mean by a rut, right? You know, my wife, I love her dearly, okay? She'll look at me and say, what do you want for supper? What do I tell you? Food. I feel for her, okay? Because she's got to try and figure out what we're going to have for all these meals, right, ladies? And what ends up happening, guys? We have about 12 meals that we eat constantly, right? They just kind of rotate. And then my wife will say to me, why don't you cook something? And man, then it gets dicey. Because you never know what pastor's going to pull out of the box. This is what I'm getting at. We get to the point where it's, well, I need a little smatter of this. And I want just a little bit of that one. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put a little bit of this on. And then it's every morning. That's what we do. Smather, slitter, floffle. We're ready to go. Smather, slither, swathle, and we're ready to go. Start at this end and get a little bit. Oh, I haven't seen that. Put some of that on. And then go up here a couple boxes and then put some of that. Oh, yeah, I need them on my feet. Yes, yes, the readiness of the gospel. Ooh. Change it up. We have all these things there for us. Purposely look at them and say, God, I want some loving kindness today. And I'm going to tell you, the reason you're going to get it is because you're going to have to give it. Amen? So that means somebody's going to come into your way that is going to be less than loving kind. So you can be. That's how those gifts work. Amen? Ask and you shall receive. You have not for you. Let us ask. Let us be the body of Christ. Let us open this gift and see its full potential in 2017. Are you with me? Are you willing to go there and dare to speak to God and say, whatever, Lord, we're going to mix this thing up and we're going to see how this all comes together. Because I'm tired of the same old, same old. Okay? Hamburger Helper isn't going to cut it on Thursdays anymore. I want some filet mignon. You all know exactly what I'm talking about because you're all thinking it in your hearts. Aren't you? Do you dare? Do you dare to take it off the shelf? We took it off today. How many of you feel a little different with today's worship than you've felt in a long time?
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.